guys, welcome back to Off Topic with Caitlin
and Linnea.
And today we're going to be covering on the importance of forgiveness. I've been reading a book called Forgiving What You Can't Forget by Lisa Turkers. I believe that's how you pronounce her name. And it's just something that I really connected with and thought was really a good book. And so it just kind of inspired me to talk about that on this podcast today, especially because Linnea and I have both dealt with our own struggles with forgiveness and forgiving people. So we're just going to kind of cover why it's important, what the Bible says about it, and how to continue moving forward.
All right, guys, let's get off topic. All right, guys, as Caitlin said in the intro, we're going to be talking about forgiveness. This is something that both she and I have been just talking about a lot, and just like our daily conversations, we both have been thinking about some things like in our life and experiences where we've had to just learn what forgiving looks like and how to not let bitterness get involved. That's one thing I feel like I've definitely experienced within the last like month or two, just a lot of like bitterness and frustration with people. And that just sometimes happens whenever, you know, you are in a workplace or you have friendships or just with family members and stuff. And so we just thought it would be cool to touch on this. Some of the first questions I wrote down were, why is it important that we forgive and what does the Bible say? So I'm going to just read off some Bible verses that I found. I think I found four of them. But the first one that I really liked says, in Ephesians 4:32, it says, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ God forgave you. And I think sometimes we forget about like why we should be forgiving somebody. And so just being able to like read that and see that the Bible says just because Christ forgave us, I think that's so important to think about, especially when you're like frustrated with somebody, because I know when I'm mad at somebody or I'm struggling to forgive them, I'm just like, well, why would I forgive them anyways? Because they hurt me and I have a right to feel mad. But being able, sorry.
Especially because like sometimes we don't get that closure that we need or that we feel that we need, right. When in all reality is like, something that I've learned is that you don't need that closure because odds are you're not going to get that. Mm-hmm. And I think we tend to have higher expectations of people, which kind of like sounds bad, but you know, odds are if people hurt you that badly and they don't care, they're not going to care to give you that. And you can't wait around for them to like give you the closure that mm-hmm. you need. I mean, I've covered my past relationship a lot on this episode, and that was like something that I never got closure on, but I've moved on from it because I learned that like when it comes to forgiveness, it's not about getting something from somebody else. It's about giving it to them mm-hmm. and not, you know, really just getting what you want out of it.
Right.
It's in a way when we do that, it's allowing the other person power over us once again.
Right.
Instead of us having the power ourselves.
And you're not letting yourself heal from a situation or like not letting it like leave your mind, because I feel like a lot of times it's so easy, especially as girls sometimes, just to let like overthinking get involved and just like the overthinking of, well, I did this and he said this or she did this and now they're gonna think this against me or blah blah blah. And sometimes it's so hard to like forget about it and let it not dwell in your mind. That's something that I've definitely struggled with within the past of like even recently, I would say, is just not holding people's like grievances, is that the right word, or like holding things that people have done to me against them and like letting that harbor bitterness. I felt like within the last couple months I've really struggled with bitterness and not being able to forgive people, because I was talking to my friend Natalie about this one day at work. It was like so at the coffee shop and we were chatting, and she was like, it's so valid to feel bitter because you're given a reason from what the person did to you.
Yeah.
And it's easy to let that overtake your mind because it's valid. They did something and yeah. they hurt your feelings. And so you have a right to let that bitterness be there.
And be upset.
And be upset about it. But like what all of these Bible verses were saying in Colossians 3:13, it says this, bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And all of these Bible verses just remind you that we need to forgive because Christ forgave. And sometimes we forget about it. It's like, well, they don't deserve a forgiving. Like, they don't deserve forgiveness. They don't deserve to, like, you know, I shouldn't forgive them because they did something to me and they hurt
me. Yeah, and they haven't come back and apologized or done something to the point where you feel like you should forgive them. Like, oh, they regret this. Whether they regret it or not, whether mm-hmm. they say it to you or not, has nothing to do with forgiveness. Because it's like you said, it has a lot to do with, biblically, when, you know, Jesus forgave us. We mm-hmm. didn't, half of the people did not ask him to go and die on a cross so that our sins could be forgiven.
And they wanted to kill him too.
Exactly. They were doing stuff against him even after he died mm-hmm. on the cross for our sins. You know, nobody, not, I don't want to say nobody, but, you know, more than likely people weren't asking him, hey, can you go die on a cross for my sin real quick? Mm-hmm. You know, and then even if they did say that, they would go and do things towards him. But you know what? He still forgives them. He still right. forgives our sins. So forgiveness is not necessarily about, you know, that person righting a wrong. Mm-hmm. It's about you understanding that you cannot change that situation and you have zero control over that person's actions. And something that I was reading about was that, like, forgiveness towards someone isn't necessarily about you and that person. It's mm-hmm. about you and Jesus.
Right.
And, like, I think that that's so true. I mean, he's the biggest example of what forgiveness looks like and mm-hmm. what it's an example of. You know, he doesn't forget what we've done, but he doesn't hold it against us.
Right.
And that's exactly what we're supposed to do. Because, I mean, we... The book that I talked about has been talking about perception a lot in the last chapter I read, and it's a lot about how you perceive it. So if you're just holding this thing over them and perceiving this person as something that they did to you, even if that is who they are, mm-hmm. that's not exactly how you should be looking at them, and that's not how you should be, like, perceiving them.
Right.
Because that just shows that you're holding it against them.
And that also, like, that lets you create a negative mindset about what the person is and who they actually are versus the, like, frustration or hurt that they caused you. Because somebody can do something out of their own insecurity. They can do something out of their own pain that they're feeling. There could be so many situations when it comes to, like, an offense. So, like, if I offend Caitlin and I didn't really mean it, like, I could just be having an awful week and I could have said something that could have really offended her.
And it's nothing necessarily geared towards me.
Right, yeah. But it could have just been something that, like, I was really frustrated. I was like, you know what, this is just stupid. And I just went off at her, like...
You just snap.
You know, sometimes that happens. Mm-hmm. And so that's where it's like, Caitlin knows me and she knows my personality and she knows, like, we're best friends. Like, she knows that, you know, maybe Linnea is going through something and I should ask her about it. And I think sometimes we forget that there's emotions on the other side of another person when there is an offense that happens. But I think when we were coming up on this topic, I was doing some research about what the Bible says, and all of these verses just, like, it reminds you why you should be forgiving, not how you should be forgiving. Like, I mean, it does talk about how you should have forgiven some things, but it's like the number one reason why we should be forgiving other people is because Christ forgave us.
Colossians 3:13.
That's what I just read too.
Yeah, it says, make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Mm-hmm. And that's just, like I said, it's straight up saying that it has nothing to do if the person, like, apologized or something. It has everything to do with that we're supposed to be following the image of Christ and being like him. And because he forgave us for things that we've done way worse mm-hmm. to him, we're supposed to be giving forgiveness to others. And I think that's something that is so misconceived. Is that the right word?
I would say so, yeah. It's like misunderstood, kind of.
It's something that's so misunderstood. I think sometimes we tend to see forgiveness as based upon what the other person has done to earn our forgiveness. Mm-hmm. But just like we can't earn God or Jesus's forgiveness, nobody can really earn our forgiveness either. Right.
And I think that goes in, like, if you think of, like, the grace of God and the mercy of God, and, like, we've talked about this a long time ago of, like, the difference between grace and mercy, and I don't remember what they are now, but it's like God's grace is so big for us, and he has so much mercy of, like, being able to say, I forgive you and I still love you, even though I know you're doing something, like, against me and I know you're not following my ways. But it just goes to show that, like, regardless of how God feels about our sin, he's still going to forgive us. And I feel like we need to have that mindset as Christians of, yes, this person really hurt me. Like, I personally, I have been very hurt by people. I've been incredibly hurt by people's words and through gossip and through toxicity and negativity. And just that is just the sin nature of man, and that's going to happen no matter what in life. And so that, I feel like for me, is where I harbored so much bitterness, because it was justifying my anger against the person and against the situation. And so even recently, I was talking to Nathaniel about it, and I was talking to my mom about it. It's like, I feel like I've harbored so much bitterness that it's stolen my joy from, like, my life, and that it's, like, it's overtaken me, and that, like, I just keep thinking about, well, I can't believe that this happened, and I can't change the past. And that's the biggest thing that is so hard to let go of, is I cannot change the past and what has happened to fulfill how I feel in the future or in the present
right now. You can only choose how you're going to let it affect you in the future.
Right. And so that's something I've just been, like, really prayerful about lately, is like, Lord, will you please restore to me, like, the joy of my salvation and the joy that I have in you, knowing that you have created me as your daughter, and that I am a child of the King, and that you design who I am and you define who I am, and not letting people's words define who I am as a person and who I am as a Christian. Because I feel like when it comes to forgiveness, like, I don't want to forgive sometimes. Like, I just don't want to. Like, it just doesn't seem possible. Of like, I don't know how I'm ever going to forgive this person. But I think about, like, in 1 John 1:9, it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. And I think that's a beautiful thing to think about, is that when we forgive other people, God is also going to forgive us of our sins. So when we are sinning in life, or when people sin against us, God doesn't hold our sins against us, so we shouldn't be holding that against other people. And I think that's really hard sometimes as Christians, because I don't know, sometimes I feel like it's so hard because there's such an expectation of, like, being perfect. Like, you have to be a perfect Christian. You have to be acting a certain way. You have to forgive and love every single person perfectly. And I think that's such a false narrative. And so sometimes that, like, comparison and mindset can be toxic within Christianity, instead of, like, thinking about, like, we are also human. We're going to experience human emotions. We're going to experience human hurt. And I think one thing that I've been trying to do is, that has helped me forgive the people who have hurt me, has been, like, reading through scripture, like, being able to look through the Bible, and, like, even in the Bible app, you can just type in forgiveness, and it'll come up with hundreds of Bible verses, which has been so cool to me, because sometimes I'm like, I don't know where to start. I don't know where to read in the Bible. And so I would say that's something that has been very beneficial for me, and, like, even in, like, the last couple weeks, I've experienced so much more joy in, like, my life, rather than saying, like, this is going to define me, this is going to change who I am. Rather, God defines me and God designs who I am.
Yeah, no, I think that's super good. And kind of going back to what you were saying about mercy and grace, I think that mercy goes a lot into forgiveness, because when we were talking about on that episode, was that grace is something that we're getting, something that we don't deserve, where mercy is we're being withheld from something that we do deserve. Like, you know, we deserve to die and go to hell after this, but God is withholding that from us because Jesus died on the cross. And so I think that goes a lot into forgiveness, because a lot of the times we think that forgiveness should be fair. And I think that goes into saying, you know, whether somebody apologized or not. But in reality, there's nothing that anyone can say or do that will make what happened right.
Right.
And that will make it okay and make it fair in reality. And so we just kind of continue to drag the line. Even when people apologize sometimes,
it's,
or, you know,
so easy
we still, you still hold it against them sometimes, or think that they're going to continue to do that. And so when it comes to forgiveness, it's understanding that we're not supposed to be treating people this way, even though we think that it's fair to do that and that they deserve that. Just like Jesus has mercy for us, and that God has mercy for us, we're supposed to have mercy on other people as well. And I, like I said, I think that really goes hand in hand with forgiveness. Because I just really think that that goes hand in hand with each other, because we are giving them something that they don't deserve, which is grace, but we're also not treating them as we think they should be deserved, which is mercy. So I think that was actually really good that you brought that up, because I do think that that goes in hand with forgiveness, and we don't really think about that a lot.
Another thing I, like, wrote down in my notes that we need to do when it comes to, like, our forgiveness and how we are acting as people, is we need to follow through, like, with our words to our actions are. Like, if we say we forgive somebody and then we're talking behind their back, we aren't truly forgiving them. And that is something that is so hard. Like, let's be real. It is so hard to, like, say, I forgive you, I love you, I care about you, and then not go back talk somebody, because that's just sin nature. And that's just, like, gossip is such an easy sin to fall into. And that's something I've definitely been guilty of in the past. And, like, I've been trying to be a lot more mindful of my speech and what I'm saying about people. But our actions need to follow through on what our words are saying. And I think it's very easy to get caught up in a conversation or, like, oh my gosh, did you hear about this? Spill the tea. Like, it's so easy to be like, okay, Caitlin, tell me what this happened, because I know, like, you know, we said we forgive her or whatever, but, like, you know, we all don't like her. And I feel like that's so, like, it just shows, like, immaturity, but it also just shows, like, you still have bitterness and anger in your heart when you said that you forgave someone. And so I wrote down, I said, anger and bitterness can harbor in your heart until you can't stop thinking about it and how much you don't like someone and why they deserve to have something happen to them. That's another big thing that is so hard not to want, is like, I want somebody to have something happen to them so they get revenge. Like, I get revenge on what happened. Like, that sounds so bad.
I mean, we were talking about something like that similar, where, like, we heard something and I was like, oh my gosh, yeah, that person so deserves that.
Right.
And, like, now looking back about that, like, that's not forgiving the person, you know? No. I'm, like, so happy that they're feeling the pain that I felt in a way. And, like, that's not what Jesus does to us. And that's not what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to, you know, either just completely move on for it or, you know, try and be happy for that. And I think that's something that I've been trying to do a lot lately. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know what? I can't change what that person did or what they've done to me, or, you know, and whether or not it was directly towards me or based off of something that they were feeling in a different situation. It's like, you know, why sit here with all of this anger? Because, I mean, like, let's be honest, like, having that anger and resentment and stuff, like, it just makes you feel...
Resentment's a huge part of it, too.
It makes you feel so crappy. I don't know about you, but it literally, like, I mean, that goes into how it, like, steals your joy. Like, I literally am just, like, just so annoyed all the time. And then, like, my joy comes from, like, seeing other people suffer.
Right.
Okay, that sounded terrible.
No, but, like, I get that, because it's, like, your joy is, like, they got what they deserved. Because that's, like, that is sin nature. Like, that's the biggest thing, is Satan is trying to put something in their life so that you're, like, they deserved it. They treated me this way. And, you know, I feel happy about it. And so it's, like, that just, like, there's so much hurt in your heart when that is your mindset. And that's something, like, it's so hard. And, like, even when you talked about, like, resentment, is like, there was, like, a situation in my life that happened, and I was just like, I don't even think I can be a part of this anymore. Like, I don't think I can talk to these people. I don't think, like, I can truly find joy in, like, communication with them. And just, like, it was just such a hard situation for me, of where I was just, like, so frustrated. I'm like, Lord, why would you even, like, put me through this? Why do I even have the opportunity to do this? And then have it just, like, go downhill so fast. And I had so much resentment against people. And I was like, it stole my joy to a point where I was just like, I wouldn't say I was, like, struggling with depression, but I was so depressed to the point of, like, I didn't feel like it was worthwhile to, like, even try to do stuff anymore. I was so discouraged. I didn't feel like the Lord had a plan for me anymore. I didn't feel like I had a purpose in what I was doing. And so, like, going through the stages of, like, there's grief when somebody hurts you. There's, like, frustration. There's anger. And there's, like, there's resentment. But I feel like through the last couple months, the Lord has really taught me, like, through the stages of forgiveness of, like, you have to forgive even if they don't apologize. You need to forgive even when you don't understand what happened to you. You need to forgive so that you can find your joy in the Lord again, rather your joy in a situation of what could have been. And that's a huge thing.
Yeah, and it's not downplaying the fact that that happened.
Right.
You know, it's just like, you know, you can forgive, but you don't have to forget what happened. And that's okay, because it did happen. It's not ignoring the fact, because what happened has brought you to where you are today and who you are today. So it's not downplaying the fact that it happened. It's just moving forward and being okay with the fact that it happened, letting that hurt just feeling that hurt. And then, you know, being like, you know what, I can't change this. Mm-hmm. The letters have already been written. The ink is permanent. You can't change it. You can't erase it. And just learning to be like, you know what, whatever was going on with that person, that's their own thing. Mm-hmm. And that does not reflect on who I am.
Right.
And I don't want to let it reflect. And just move forward. Right. You're going to remember it at points in your life. But just to let go of that resentment and like that feeling of just like anger towards a person. It's not about whether you want to, it's about the willingness that you have to forgive a person.
Right. Because it's like, it's hard to be willing to be like, I totally understand that you hurt me and I want to forgive you. Like, that's so hard. But I feel like you will find true joy in the Lord and say, Lord, I know you can give me closure. I know you can give me peace. I know you can give me new opportunities. New opportunities.
And that goes into saying, like, by refusing forgiveness, you're refusing God's peace.
Right. And that's so hard because you're not, like, you're not opening the door for God to say, Linnea, I'm literally here, and I'm forgiving you, too, for not forgiving someone.
Yeah, it's like you're trying to keep one door open while trying to open the other one, and it's like God's got it locked or something.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just feel like there's so much joy that comes with knowing that God can forgive us and that, like, he chooses to forgive us, and he does it even though when we can't, like, we can't measure up to what we should for Christ. And, you know, the love of Christ is so abundant and he's so forgiving and he's so merciful and gracious with us that I think, you know, yes, people hurt our feelings and there's sin in the world and people are going to do things that we are going to be really hurt by and we're going to have grief about it and there's going to be anger and there might be bitterness. But one thing, like, I know both Caitlin and I have learned is, like, staying in the frustration and the anger just makes you feel even more miserable as a person versus saying, okay, Lord, I don't understand why this is going on, but I'm choosing to forgive, and I'm praying that you will fill me with the joy that you can provide for me throughout this struggle. And I feel like that's something that is so important to do, that, like, it is hard. And it's hard for me right now to still think about things that have happened to me in the past or, like, recently of just, like, I'm hurting, but it doesn't let, you know, I'm not going to let that change my entire life. I'm not going to let that change who I am because I know that the Lord has a future for me and he has a purpose for all the pain that I've gone through because I can't see the big picture of what my future is, but God already has it planned out.
Yeah, and then we get so stuck on the fact of what happened that we can't learn the lesson and then we can't move forward and enjoy the things that the gifts that God has given us. Mm-hmm. And we aren't able to enjoy the thing that God has presented in front of us because we're so stuck in the past. And it has a lot to do with, you know, are we going to choose to carry this into our future as like a little luggage and baggage and having that baggage and just letting it weigh us down? Or we, because we're never going to be able to fully enjoy something if we continue to carry that baggage and let it weigh us down. We're not, no matter how hard we try, we're still going to be holding on to that. Mm-hmm. And so we can't open up our arms for something bigger and better that God has to give to us.
Right. And I feel like a lot of the times when it like goes into thinking about forgiving someone or like thinking about like this person did something is we have to remember that God still has a plan for it even if you can't like forgive them right away. And that's okay because
that's the thing. It's not a snap instant. Your fingers. I think it kind of reminds me of like how love is. It's a daily decision to forgive someone just like it's a daily decision to love somebody. Mm-hmm. It's not just a snap your fingers, okay, I forgive you, you know, the end.
It's okay, I'm fine.
It's a process. You have to take it step by step. It's like you said, it is like a grieving process in a way. Grieving what happened and what they did to you. It's not going to be over in one day, but it is a decision to start that
right.
And to start to forgive them.
And with forgiveness, there's going to be love involved too because like, that way you are able to love who you are again. You're able to love the Lord more efficiently instead of being like bitter against that God didn't change something. I shared this verse with somebody the other day. It was 1 Corinthians 3:4-6. And it talks about how what love is and what God describes love is. And it says, love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It does not dishonor others, and it is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered, and it keeps no records of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Love never fails. And I think that's so, like, it's such a good reminder to think about how love doesn't fail. And so, because the love of Christ never fails, you know, it's never going to fail on you because he loves you endlessly. But it also describes the beautiful characteristics of what love is. Love isn't just saying, I love you, I'm going to give you a hug, I'm going to spend time with you. Love, you're choosing to forgive. Love is patient. You're choosing to be patient. You're choosing to be kind. And so with forgiveness, you also have to remember that the Lord loved me so much that he sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross for me, and I didn't deserve it, but he chose to do it that way because he loved us so much. So then we can choose to love and forgive somebody, even if there's still so much hurt and pain involved, because it's so much more freeing to know that, okay, I forgave this person, and I'm choosing to love what the Lord has designed for me and in my purpose and in my life, instead of saying, I've forgiven them, but I'm going to stay bitter and I'm going to stay mad because they don't deserve my forgiveness or like my true forgiveness. So I can say whatever I want about this person behind my back and just stay. It's just, I feel like that's just what Satan wants us to do. So it's like having a mindset of, okay, this is really hard for me, but I'm choosing to forgive because the Lord forgave me. And that's the most beautiful thing that we can do in life, is choose to follow the Lord and what he has designed for us.
Yeah. Kind of going into that with Romans 8, Romans 8:32, where it says, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And that just kind of goes into with, like, you know, not saying that it never happened, acting like nothing ever happened. You have to feel those feelings, because if you don't, then you're just going to be stuck there acting like it never happened. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to, like, let our feelings play out, but not necessarily act on them. Mm-hmm. So, like, you can feel what you're feeling, and it's very healthy to do so.
Yeah.
It goes into saying that by knowing the truth will set you free. So by acting like something never happened, or that wasn't the truth, you'll forever be trapped in a way,
right?
And that also holds you back with forgiveness. So, like, you know, acknowledging that that happened and moving forward from it. I feel like that's also a very important step in forgiveness, because in order to forgive somebody, you have to acknowledge what you're forgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And there is, I feel like there's not necessarily a bunch of different, like, why am I forgiving them? What reason? Mm-hmm. The only reason why is to simply move forward, and because Jesus forgave us, it's just like what you said. And I think that's such a good point, that forgiveness has nothing to do with us and what we can do,
mm-hmm.
or what we've done or what that person's done to earn that. It's simply through what Jesus has done for us.
Mm-hmm. And Christ forgave us, and we can forgive others. All right, guys, thank you for listening to this episode on forgiveness. It's just a very important topic to both Caitlin and I, and just how we've experienced some different things. If you have any comments or topic ideas that you'd like to hear us talk about, please let us know. You can message us on Instagram or stuff like that. But yeah, we will see you guys later. Bye.
Bye.